From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Two men have been arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in connection with a shooting spree that left three people dead and two others wounded. All five victims of the Friday shootings were black. Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan says it's a shame such a thing could happen.
It sickens me. It angers me. This is not what Tulsa, Oklahoma is about.
And Tulsa City Council member Jack Henderson hailed the way the community came together to help track down the suspects.
But I think that Tulsa is definitely going to be a better place because of what happened. And I'm not talking about the incidents. I'm talking about the responses from the incidents.
The two suspects are expected to be charged with three counts of murder as well as weapons violations. Newt Gingrich says he knows he won't be the GOP presidential nominee in this year's election, but as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Gingrich says he's staying in the race to influence the Republican platform.
On Fox News Sunday, Gingrich said former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is far and away the most likely Republican nominee.
Well, I think you have to be realistic.
Although the Gingrich campaign continues, he has greatly reduced his staff and events, and at times during the interview, talked about his run in the past 10 years.
This is a great campaign. We've had great experiences. Some things work. Some things don't work.
He said in part he's staying in to make sure the eventual nominee goes into the general election with a conservative platform. At the top of his list, energy independence, religious liberty, and debt reduction. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
State health officials in Utah say they're notifying more than 180,000 people whose personal information was lifted by hackers who access state computer records. NPR's Howard Berkus says officials are blaming what's called a configuration error in a new computer server.
People receiving Utah Medicaid and children's insurance benefits are being urged this weekend to keep an eye on bank and credit card accounts for any fraudulent activity. State officials are also scrambling to notify more than 25,000 people deemed at greatest risk because computer hackers accessed records detailing Social Security numbers. Nearly 160,000 others also had some personal information taken. The breach is far worse than originally thought, with the number of people affected now at 7 times the number state officials first announced. Those with stolen Social Security numbers are promised free credit monitoring for a year. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Legendary TV correspondent Mike Wallace died last night in a Connecticut care facility at the age of 93. Wallace revolutionized network-style news interviews with his aggressive style. He was one of the originals hired for the news program 60 Minutes, which went on the air in 1968. This is NPR. In Colombia, the government blames the FARC rebel group for killing 6 of its soldiers in an attack. NPR's Juan Ferrero in Bogota reports that the deaths came days after the FARC released its last 10 non-civilian hostages.
The attack took place in northwestern Colombia when rebels set off explosives along a road. The troops fired back at rebels, killing 3 of them, the Colombian military said. The combat came as one of the FARC's top leaders, Ivan Marquez, said in a video that the rebel group continues to fight and is not defeated. Marquez said there is instead a, quote, intense political and military confrontation taking place. Colombians have become hopeful that dialogue between the government and the FARC may take place, especially after the rebels released 10 soldiers and policemen held hostage for years. Still, combat has also picked up lately. In recent weeks, military bombing runs have killed more than 60 rebels. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
A cruise ship has set sail from Southampton, England, retracing the ill-fated voyage of the Titanic nearly 100 years ago. The Titanic Memorial Cruise is carrying the same number of passengers, not including crew, as the Titanic did. Over 1,300 passengers will be at sea for 12 nights and will visit the location where the Titanic went down. Two players ended up tied at the Masters Golf Tournament by the end of regulation play, but Bubba Watson managed to edge South African Louis Oosthuizen on the second hole of a playoff. Three-time winner Phil Mickelson put himself out of contention when he made a triple bogey and wound up in a tie for third. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.